everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Live, Love, and Eat show. My name is Bernadine Otto. I'm a certified transformational nutrition coach. I'm an EFT practitioner, and I'm also the managing editor of a magazine called the Live, Love, and Eat magazine. Now, my special guest today is Wendy Sterling. Now, Wendy Sterling is a divorce recovery specialist, a writer, an author, and speaker who founded the Divorce Rehab. Now, Wendy helps divorced women recover from their divorce by finding their true identity and voice by ending their pity party, mourning the loss of their marriage to create a new, better life they design. Prior to becoming a certified life coach, Wendy established her 18-year career as a top-level advertising sales executive in the digital space at the world's most progressive social and lifestyle website brands, such as Who, What, Where, and Refinery29. After learning of her own unexpected divorce and finding the world of coaching, she realized she could combine her 20 years of experience in corporate America as a leader with this new coaching methodology and make a profound impact in the world. She helps women see their divorce as a gift. It happens for them, not to them. Wendy is a graduate from UCLA and a certified professional co-active coach from the Co-Active Training Institute. She's also an associate certified coach through the International Coach Federation. She's a guest blogger on Hello Divorce, as well as a contributing writer for Divorced Girls Smiling. And she's also a regular contributor for the Live, Love, and Eat magazine. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. Wow. I got like goosebumps hearing you read all of that about me. Wow. Thank you.
It's so nice to have you here today. It's a privilege to have you here today, and you are doing such amazing work out there. But before we go into that, tell our listeners your story. How did you get started in your career?
Sure. I'm happy to share my story and how I wound up going from corporate America to entrepreneur. So first and foremost, I do believe that divorce can be an empowering experience that women go through to find their true identity and voice, to design a life that they love instead of feeling stuck with the life that they have. And I will never forget the day, it was about 15 years ago, where my husband at the time and I were driving home from a couple's night out, and that was about 3.5 years ago. And in that moment, on our way home, I realized that my 15-year marriage was over. We were driving home from a couple's night out, and his car phone rang about 5 times from the same woman that he kept referring to as a friend. And after we had been in years of therapy and our relationship was not improving, intuitively, I finally decided to trust myself instead of looking outward like I always had been taught to do. And I got a pretty hard punch in the gut that night that told me that something was off. Something just felt so wrong. And so that night, I decided to trust my own power, my intuition, and confront him. And unfortunately, my worst fears came true of what my gut was telling me was happening. And even though we had been to couples therapy for many, many years, unfortunately, what I found therapy to be doing was to actually, it was dwelling on our past and our problems, but nothing was really shifting us in terms of moving us forward. And eventually I came to realize that it wasn't the right relationship for me. And at the time, I was also in corporate America. I had built an incredible 18-year career, working in advertising sales for branded content, prestigious brands. I loved the brands that I worked with, but my heart wasn't in it anymore. And for the first time in my life, I coincided with wanting to take a stand for myself and what I truly wanted and what my intuition was telling me, which was asking for a divorce and deciding that I was going to leave corporate America. I just didn't know what that was going to look like. And when I first decided to leave my marriage, I realized that I didn't even have an identity outside of it, which I know so many women can relate to, especially ones that are married right now who are probably realizing, you know, how deeply rooted their identities are in role as wife and mother. And when I was growing up, I grew up in a very traditional home where I was always taught that you sit pretty, you're a girl, you sit pretty, you listen, and, you know, you agree with what other people tell you you should be saying or doing. And what I ended up doing was really bringing that into my marriage, what, you know, but yet in corporate America, I had my own voice, I had my own identity. So it was this interesting dichotomy that I was coming up against. But I knew that I only saw my identity through my husband at the time. And so when I decided to take a stand and ask for a divorce, I knew that it was time for me to look myself in the mirror and start creating my own life. And, you know, as the universe would have it, you know, I was searching on Facebook one day and I saw a post from a friend of mine who had a booming law practice, and she left it to become a career transition coach for other women. You know, women who in the middle of their life had decided that they wanted to try something new. And that's kind of where I was. So I reached out to her just to get information about what she was doing now. And 3 hours later, I enrolled in her same program. And it was amazing because when I walked into that training room, I moved forward in my emotional state faster in 2.5 days than I had the entire 8 months before. And so I knew that there was something special. There was something different that therapy wasn't giving me, but coaching did. And it was one of those moments again where I felt that gut reaction of like, there's something to this, because I was learning to be a coach and I was healing the trauma and the shame and the fear and the sadness that was associated with my divorce. So I took the next year while I was still working in corporate America and started transitioning and transforming my life. So I was learning to be a coach and I was using those tools to actually heal myself through the process. And I was journaling. So I knew everything that was working, where I had been, where I was coming through, at what points and at what time and what mechanisms were helping me. And I noticed slowly, and other people started noticing, how transformative my life was becoming because of coaching. And so what I decided to do was to leave corporate America and actually become some sort of life coach for women who are going through divorce. And the more I started thinking about it, the more I realized that it was my calling, that it was what I was meant to do, that my divorce, as you said, was happening for me and not to me, that I was being called forward to be the example for so many other women to see what's possible. Because in a year, I got through all of the emotions of my divorce. And I knew that I had to share this with the world because I didn't hear anybody else talking about it. So that's what I've done as a divorce recovery specialist. And I guide my clients through the process of really reclaiming their voice and identity to start transforming their life. And so, you know, I think a lot of people can also relate to the fact that, you know, we sometimes lose ourselves in our marriage. That just, it happens, right? It's life. It's nothing to blame yourself for. And I was at a place though where I didn't know it was possible to live any differently. And now sitting here today, I am an example of what is possible by going through my 5-step program that I created, which is called the Divorce Rehab, that really takes women from this place of, you know, rediscovering their identity, healing their wounds, and then creating and building from a foundation by which they choose. And so at the end of the day, I decided to bring this to the masses, and it's the most fulfilling work I've ever done. So healing women from divorce is really what I do, and empowering them to reclaim their voice and identity so that they can start creating their next best chapter is who I am. So that's my story.
I love that. And you know what just stood out for me was when you said, it happened for them, not to them. And that just stood out what you just said there. So if somebody comes to you, how do you, you know, that's going through a divorce, how do you empower women who are going through a divorce? How do you take them through the steps, you know, that to realize it didn't happen for them, it happened for them and not to them? Sorry.
Right. It's okay. No. So, you know, a lot of what I do, so yes, I have a program, but it's not cookie cutter because everybody's coming from different places. I work with women who are in the, should I stay or should I go? I work with women who are in the throes of divorce or had just filed. I also work with women who are on the other side. And so, you know, everybody has a different plan. So what I do is I really take the time up front to assess where they're at. And then we envision what it is that they want their life to look like in the next 6 months. And the way that I empower women and I empower them to start believing that things can be different is really around breaking it down into baby steps, right? We all think that in order for us to, you know, celebrate or have these big wins, that they have to be these big grandiose gestures. And when I start breaking things down for them in smaller steps, they start realizing how much more attainable it is to get through the emotions. And part of that is also empowering them to feel whatever comes up, to really sink into the emotions, to be vulnerable, which is a strength. And until they're able to really sink into what is going on and putting a name to it, they're giving it power, right? So in order for them to take their power back, they really have to own their emotions and they have to start living for the future instead of living constantly in the past, which is what we do, right? As human beings, we act based on how we've seen life or what we've been told based on our past. So as a life coach, we focus a lot on the now to future. What do you envision? What do you want? Where do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like? And we design that. And then together we create a plan to get them there. And we celebrate. I am a big celebrator. I am all about like empowering my clients to figure out how it is that they are going to pat themselves on the back to really acknowledge themselves for the progress that they're making, because it's all the little steps that add up to make big changes.
I love that because, you know, I don't have experience, you know, in divorce, but I can just, you know, from your standpoint, you know, or any women that are going through that, you know, it is an emotional thing. It's a big emotional thing to go through, you know, and to get over with. How do you help women who feel that it's their fault? You know, maybe if I just did this right, or maybe I just did this thing. How do you bring them to say, you know, it's not your fault, you know, let's look at it more deeper, if that makes sense?
It does. So what I call that is getting out of your victim mindset. Mm-hmm. So instead of coming from a place of I failed, I'm not lovable, I screwed up, it's really I am lovable. My marriage did fail. Not me. And I am responsible. One of the big things I also talk about with my clients is taking responsibility for your part in how the marriage broke down. And it's not a matter of blame, right? Like there's a very big difference between taking responsibility and blaming yourself. Mm-hmm. By taking responsibility, it takes two people to make a marriage work, not one, two. Mm-hmm. And yes, my ex-husband was unfaithful to me. And he made a choice that he gets to live with for the rest of his life. I don't. However, I do take responsibility for how it was that I contributed to why our marriage was in such a bad place. Now, the choice he made is on him, right? Mm-hmm. But I did play a role. And you know, you can sit there and have your pity party as much as you want. And honestly, that's why I dislike a lot of Facebook groups out there, because that's all this is. My pity party is better than yours. It's competing over whose pity party is worse than the other. There's never any compassion and empathy. And that's why people stay stuck. It's why people stay in a victim mindset instead of learning how to come from an ownership perspective, owning that your marriage doesn't, or your divorce, right? doesn't define you. There's lessons, there's beautiful lessons, and I call them silver linings in divorce. And trust me, I am not a proponent. Nobody walks into their wedding day going, man, I hope I get divorced, or like, that's not even on your mind.
Yeah.
However, should that be the decision that you come to, then I want you to see how it is that it can be actually a really powerful experience that wakes you up and allows you to start living your life. It doesn't matter how old you are, but own your life, take ownership back and get out of the woe is me mindset, because it's not going to take you anywhere. And candidly, not a lot of people are going to want to stick around and hang out with you.
Yeah, I love that, just what you said. You know, I think some women, you know, when they go through divorce, they just stop living. You know, they don't want to live anymore. And I love what you do, you know, how you empower women. And I love you saying the silver lining. I love that. Now, you also have a program, the Divorce Rehab Program. Tell us a little bit about this program and tell us a little bit, how will women benefit from this program?
Sure. So it is a 6-month program. And as I had said, it is literally created from my own experience. I am the example. I am the expert of seeing that it works, right? I got through it in a year. I built a whole new business, and I'm an entrepreneur, and my business is very successful. I take clients through it. In, again, what makes it so successful and what works for them is that I customize it for their needs. But the formula is the same. It's just that everybody comes in a different place or with different wounds, but the formula still works. So the process, there's some tools that we do up front that I learned from my coaching certification program that work really well, that I bring into our coaching almost every single session. So there's some work that's done up front that is meant to sort of lay the foundation work for the program. But, you know, again, it's meant to take you through steps. It's step by step. Everybody's at a different pace. There's no judgment. You know, and it's really, you know, it kind of brings up something that I'm also very vocal about, which is, you know, I don't believe for divorce that online programs work if you are really in a bad place. Yeah. And the one-on-one element to my coaching program, so it's all one-on-one coaching. So you get me on the phone twice a month. You also have access to me between sessions, and you have a group. So I've created a beautiful private Facebook group community where it is uplifting. I am bringing content in. I'm having friends who are experts in different areas that relate to their life, who are coming in and sharing their knowledge. And it's really about giving them hope, right? Letting me be the inspiration for what is possible, but also shining light in the dark place that they have in their minds, right? It's just like all of our muscles in our body. You go to the gym, you don't start with the 20-pound weights, you start with the 5-pound weights, right? Mm-hmm. And the mind is the same way. So I work on it like you would at the gym, right? It's in smaller steps so that it gets stronger. So then as you move through the program, we can start doing bigger things. But we have to start small to get you to that place. And the other piece of my program that I'll say that is also unique is that, you know, I bring tough love. I bring tough love and accountability. And it's not that I'm here to hurt people's feelings, but I'm not looking to be your friend. Our friends keep us stuck. I am going to tell you what comes up. My intuition is a huge gift. And I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing you not say. And I always ask permission. But, you know, it's kind of like the elephant in the room. I talk about the elephant in the room on the phone with my clients.
I love that.
Because there's no other way you're going to get through it. And your friends are, I love my friends. My friends and family were amazing support system, but they weren't moving me anywhere, because all I kept hearing from them was, you know, oh, it's going to be okay. It's his loss. You'll get over it. Just in a year, you're going to look back and think. And it was like, I can't even think about it. You know, you're not even in that place. And so community is a really big aspect of my program as well. And with that in mind, I don't let just anybody into my program because I'm really protective of creating that environment where everybody feels safe, everybody can be vulnerable, everybody meshes, personalities mesh. So it's not everybody gets to come into the program. So it's definitely one that I protect, and I'm very, I know right away. That's why I ask people to do calls with me, because I know right away if I think that they're going to be a fit for my program or not. And the beautiful thing is that I have a wonderful extended family that I call my tribe of other experts that I can always refer my clients out to. And I literally just did it yesterday. And great. Like, if that works for them with somebody else, more than happy. At the end of the day, my goal is to just ensure that people are getting the right support that they need. And sometimes that's not me, and that's totally fine.
I love that. Oh my gosh, I love that. it's like you say, you know, you will get people that, are not ready to make the change. And then you will get people that are ready to make the change. And I mean, it's not, you know, it's like you said, you know, you want to be straightforward with them and not like you said. What free tips will you give somebody who's going through a divorce right now? What free tips will you give them?
Sure. So my first tip is, and I've talked about this a little bit too, but just to really shine a light on it, is get help, get support. It is not something that you will be able to do by yourself. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I read every self-help book. I listened to podcasts. I joined Facebook groups. I was even in therapy. And yes, therapy helped me. It actually helped me to walk into, you know, my couple's therapist office, look my ex-husband in the face and say, I want a divorce. So I'm a huge proponent of therapy, but I also know that therapy alone isn't going to necessarily move you forward. That's the one thing about coaching that I really love, which is that it enables you to really dream about where you want to go, and you actually take action steps to get there. So having support is key, and whatever that looks like for you, no judgment. And that leads me into number two, which is what I also talked about, which is community, right? Mm-hmm. Having a support system. I didn't have anybody. And that's why I've been so, I shouldn't say that. It's not that I didn't have anybody. I actually leaned on my coaching group that I was with for about 15 months as my support system, because I was being coached in the room on my divorce and felt supported. So I didn't do it alone. I also hired my own coach. And, you know, whatever community means to you, have that, but have it be with people who are truly supporting you where you are and can empathize with your emotional state. The third tip I would give is to really stop punishing yourself with negative self-talk. So something that and this goes for anybody, you don't have to be going through a divorce to take this tip with you, which is really, you know, think about how you talk to yourself and ask yourself, would you speak to a friend that way? Would you tell a friend you are unlovable, you're a failure? Would you ever say that to somebody that you love? Because I would encourage you to ask yourself, then why are you saying those things to yourself? Why do you think it's okay to say that to you when you would never say that to somebody you love? So have kindness, have compassion for where you're at. And instead of saying you're a failure, feel what's underneath that. You're sad. You're disappointed. You're brokenhearted, right? It's not that you failed. Your marriage failed, right? And you have to try to not let your fears get the best of you. So just pay attention to how you're talking to yourself and be cognizant that you should be speaking to yourself the way you talk to somebody you love. So those are my three tips.
I just love that. It was such an honor to have you today. I wish we can go on for longer. But you are doing such amazing work out there, and I will link all Wendy's, her social media down below, a website, and where people can learn more about you and can reach out to you if they're going through a divorce right now and if they are struggling. So Wendy, thank you for being a guest today. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you so much. This was such an honor to be here. I'm so appreciative of your generosity, and I really can't thank you enough, because you know, my vision is to change the conversation around divorce. So I appreciate your support, and you know, I wish you all the best.
Thank you. You too.